DW. Tara Kelly was so confident that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States that she bought a plane ticket to Washington, D.C. before the election so that she could witness the inauguration of the first female president. Well, Kelly's still planning to go, but because Donald Trump won, she's making a wardrobe change.
You know how to knit, right?
I know basics, yeah, so I can handle this pattern.
And that's what brought the newbie knitter to the Little Knittery local yarn shop in Los Angeles, so that she could join with a room filled with other women who are knitting and purling their way to making a pink political statement, namely the Pussy Hat Project. The group is a mixed bag of beginners and expert knitters, tweens, millennials, mothers, and grandmothers who all sit around a large rectangular table scattered with pink yarn of all shades and textures.
Kind of cup it around like that. Just one string.
They join thousands of other mostly women who have been making as many as 100,000 pussy hats and counting across America and the world, to share and wear at the Women's March on Washington, D.C., January 21st, the day after Trump's inauguration.
And I really want my 13-year-old daughters, twins, to see the power and the energy of tens of thousands of people coming together to say, we are going to stand strong for our rights, for our what we believe in.
She sees the Pussy Hat Project as a pink highlighter for the march, which will spotlight women's rights. Some 200,000 demonstrators are expected, including Tara, her daughters, and Krista Suh, a co-creator of the Pussy Hat Project.
News of the Women's March came up. I was like, yeah, I want to be there, and I want to be a part of that historical moment, but contribute in some way, and I wasn't sure what it would be.
Then she had an epiphany of a craftivist nature.
Knitting is something that I had gotten obsessed with this year, actually. It's just a new obsession of mine. And I was like, oh, I can make my own hat. And that's when it just really clicked, where it's like, oh, if I can make it, anyone can make it.
For the original pattern, we're doing 50 stitches.
The pattern is easy enough for a beginning knitter. It's basically a rectangle. Jana Zweiman, the other half of the creative team, says the end result of the pussy hat pattern is not what it may sound like.
Well, we're not literally putting genitalia on our heads.
In fact, the outcome is a hat with pointy kitten ears. While pussy is slang for cat, it's also, says Merriam-Webster, a usually vulgar reference to women's genitalia. And critics of the pussy hats have called the very name of the project crude and offensive. Pussy has evolved from being a word heard on occasion in James Bond films.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
But mostly behind closed doors in bedrooms and locker rooms, to a word on the news starting last October, when the term entered the wider public patois after a 2005 video surfaced that documented a crude conversation between then-television show host Billy Bush and Trump.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
The statement by Donald Trump was one of the few statements he made that was a nonpartisan outrage. You know, there are very few things that he actually said that both sides were like, that's not okay.
Both Zweiman and Suh say the Pussy Hat Project is not trolling or a clapback to Trump's comments, but Alyssa Arney, who came to the Little Knittery with fellow fiber artist Liz Flynn to donate a box of crocheted pussy hats to marchers, says there is a bit of that.
It's definitely reclamation, right? Because he said grab them by the pussy, and what making pussycat hats is a direct way to reclaim that.
For Tara Kelly, the D.C.-bound Hillary Clinton supporter, Trump's comments prompted awkward and serious conversations with her 13-year-old twin daughters.
Raising two daughters who certainly have heard slang and swear words before, but the context in which it was used and the fact that it was a man running for the presidency of the United States of America prompted my conversation for the first time with my 13-year-old twin girls about sexual assault. It's the first real conversation I had with them about sexual assault. And my husband and I both sat down with them and we said, we need to talk to you seriously. And never is it okay for someone to grab you, touch you, etc. And you need to speak out.
Then came the conversation with her girls about the Pussy Hat Project.
And they get it, you know, they're pink hats and they're shaped like pussies and, I mean, the other kind of pussies. And that's okay. But it's kind of remarkable that a presidential, that our future president, which still I stumble over those words, is the one who has changed the usage of pussy in families across this country.
And now she says that same word is uniting friends from around the country who will be joining her at the march in Washington. Co-creator Jaina Zweiman has been gratified to see how, stitch by stitch, the Pussy Hat Project has brought together so many people.
I'm thrilled by how this has taken off. I think both Krista and I had this vision of these hats on every marcher, like very, very strongly. And it's amazing because it's been thousands of individuals coming together, and it's beautiful. And what's amazing is, you know, from like a little knit shop in like a little part of Los Angeles, within a couple of weeks, we can put together a huge activism project. And I think that's inspiring, you know, for all of us to know that we all have that power inside of us to affect change.
This report was brought to you by DW.